This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Custer Gallatin National Forest is in the process of a logging project called the Bozeman Municipal Watershed Project. The project calls for a range of forest treatments in the Gallatin Range near Bozeman, including prescribed burning and logging to thin small diameter and large diameter trees, mostly along ridgetops. The goal of the Bozeman Municipal Watershed Project is to reduce fuels so that firefighters have a better chance of keeping future wildfires on the ground and out of the tree canopy. Unlike wildfires, crown fires can produce so much heat that crews often can't respond to them from the ground, and bulldozers and other equipment can't get out in front of the flames. Officials fear that if a high-severity wildfire ran along the Gallatin front, debris from subsequent rain events could clog up water intake structures along Bozeman and Hyalite Creek, cutting off Bozeman's water supply. Together, the two creeks supply approximately 80% of the city of Bozeman's water. Lyman Creek and the Bridger Range supplies the other 20%. The forest project scope is a maximum 4,700 acres of forest between Sourdough Canyon and Hyalite Creek, but officials say it's likely that fewer acres will be logged or burned. So far, logging crews have thinned out about 80% of the initial 900 acres slated for mechanical work. Much of the logging is concentrated on Moser Ridge, which lies in between the Bozeman and Hyalite Creek drainages. Small diameter trees have been cut in thinning projects on about 700 acres, and crews are planning to thin another 300 to 400 acres next year. Helicopter logging will also be done on several hundred acres in the project area. Officials are waiting to begin prescribed burning operations on thousands of acres. That may occur this fall when conditions are more appropriate. A loaded school bus crashed Monday into an Indiana home near the Ohio border after the driver apparently went into cardiac arrest. 30 students were on the bus when it crashed about 7:45 a.m. in West College Corner, Indiana. The driver, Stephen Pasco, 55, of Liberty, Indiana, went into cardiac arrest and was unconscious when first responders arrived. The bus sustained heavy front-end damage and was pinned under a home's front porch. First responders were able to get the driver out of his seat and began CPR. Two students on the Union County College Corner School District bus sought medical evaluations and were released. No one else was injured. The man who fired a nail gun into an FBI field office in Cincinnati last Thursday before he was killed by officers was at the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Two officials familiar with the matter identified the suspect as Ricky Schiffer. Officers fatally shot the suspect after failing to negotiate with him. The man raised a gun and officers opened fire. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. No officers were injured. Schiffer posted on social media in recent days about his desire to kill FBI agents after former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence was searched. Yellowstone National Park will close a mile of the north entrance road between Gardner and Mammoth Hot Springs to foot and bike traffic on Tuesday and Wednesday so that crews can remove heavy equipment from Gardner Canyon. That portion of the road has been open to foot and bicycle traffic for weeks, but has been closed to cars since mid-June when historic flooding on the Gardner and Yellowstone Rivers washed out several pieces of the road. The closure will include a quarter mile of land on either side of the road and a portion of the Gardner River. Foot and bicycle access, but not vehicle access, will resume August 18th. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.